Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. It's April 17th at around 8:30 a.m. 2020. I'm just doing this quick podcast for Queensland and an update. A lot's happened since I last spoke to you via this medium, and I just wanted to share with you a quick update. There's a brighter light starting to shine in relation to the Queensland Palaszczuk Labor government proposed rental laws and all the confusion, angst, unbalanced approach, etc., etc. So I've just updated my running blog, the public running blog for anyone and everyone at realestateexcellence.com.au. And as I say, a lot's happened in the last 24 hours since I last spoke to you. The minister came out yesterday with a statement, which I've got on my blog, and it was the first sign of possible reconsideration. So I'm just going to start there, plus go to what he's just not long released this morning, the 17th of April 2020. So yesterday afternoon at around 4 p.m., the minister released a statement that says, as a heading, government continues to listen on temporary COVID-19 tenancy measures. Now, not to look back and focus on the frustration, but I just want to make a point that I'm not sure that the government ever listened, and their statement to say government continues to listen. So, as a positive and moving forward and trying to work together, because this division in the sector was, I think, created by the government misinformation and the government jumping the gun on the 9th of April and releasing the hub at the Q&A website without any legislation. So again, I'll move forward. I've got all that background at my running public blog at realestateexcellence.com.au if you care to have a quick review, or you may already know. So here we are. So as I was saying, late yesterday afternoon, the Housing Minister of Queensland, Mr. Mick de Brenny, came out with a statement and said that the Palaszczuk government will continue to listen and work with stakeholders in the finalisation of new temporary COVID-19 tenancy measures. He's gone on to say that the underlying purpose of the moratorium is to sustain tenancies during this pandemic and the best possible outcome for owners, property managers, and tenants. As most of my members, clients, friends listening to me at this during this podcast, you would agree that what they have released from 9th of April was, as I said in a podcast yesterday, ridiculous and completely focused on tenants without any regard for lessors and, as I said yesterday, our industry. So basically, he's released this morning, which again, you can read at my blog. And basically, the update is again the same heading: government continues to listen, and guidelines are still under development to resolve any concerns. So this is really promising. Guidelines are still under development to resolve any concerns before Parliament considers the residential tenancy package. The underlying purpose of the moratorium is to sustain tenancy, so he's repeated that from yesterday. And one of the things that it's just given my heart and a spring in my step, my heart rising with a bit of pleasure, and I've always had hope. But quote, "The guidelines for the residential tenancies impacted by COVID-19 will be published to provide further clarity." And I've also got a Courier Mail article that headlines, "Rights Arrive for Landlords, Government Promises to Consult." So look, there is, as I've always said, hope dies last, and well done to anyone and everyone for having their say and letting their voices be heard. And as I said in the podcast yesterday, this is by far and never is anti-tenants. This is about the so-called working together, and it looks like we're heading down the right path now. Parliament is still due to sit April 22nd, but with today, the April 17th, it's looking like we may have a more balanced, reasonable approach moving forward. And stay tuned. Remember, realestateexcellence.com.au, public blog running site there. I'm continuously updating it. Real Estate Excellent members, thank you so much. You know where we are. We're an email away, and for any assistance. This is Stacey Holt. Thanks for joining me, and bye for now.